Welcome to the Mind, Soul and Spirit podcast, where we talk all about concepts of the self, soul purpose, finding meaning and all things spirituality. Here you'll find episodes filled with the deep and meaningful and free from the small talk. My name's Marnie, I'm an intuitive healer, spiritual channel and guide, here to offer support and insight to you on your spiritual journey. Hello everyone, I hope you're having a nice week. The full moon has just been absolutely crazy with the energy that we've got floating around at the moment. I'm jumping on today because I have things I want to talk about, but at the same time I also don't know what I'm going to talk about. So we're just going to see where this goes. Okay, so let me just tell you what's been going on for me. I have been so sick. I don't know if you can tell. I've got the worst head cold. I've had it all week. I've had 4 days of on and off migraines. I have had issues with like binge eating and just like craving foods, any foods really. I have been just exhausted, so run down that it is crazy. Like I've just wanted to spend 4 days in bed, which I've pretty much tried to do. But what I wanted to talk about this is because I don't think some people realize when you're on this spiritual journey that you can actually experience a lot of ascension symptoms and a lot of physical symptoms that are basically trying to send you a message. And whether that be a message that you need to rest, or whether that be, you know, sending you a message so that you can tune in more carefully to your spirit team and your spirit guides to work out what the message is or what the lesson is. There's lots of different ways that spirit can try and communicate with us. And one thing that I've experienced on my spiritual journey is that I will get migraines, and when I start to get a migraine, I usually can pick up on the fact that spirit's about to teach me something, or is about to, you know, send me a really important message, or maybe it's just a message to rest. But basically, I know that if I'm getting a migraine, there is going to be a lesson attached to it. There, you know, we have what's called entities as well, and these are lower vibrational energies that kind of circulate around the collective until eventually they attach to a healer, and then the healer can remove the entity and send it back to the higher consciousness so that it can be disintegrated, diffused, regenerated, and basically brought back into the light, which is a bit of an interesting concept. And I don't really want to get into entities too much today because I feel like that is a completely different topic. But, or maybe I will talk about it. Entities can make you feel absolutely crap. Like you can feel exactly what I'm feeling. Exhausted, run down, colds, migraines, nauseous, vomiting. Like there's physical things that happen to your body if you pick up negative attachments. I don't know why they want to talk about this, but it can also lead to more serious conditions like anxiety, depression. They're also saying like ADHD symptoms can be really, really heightened if you've got entities attached to you. They're not, they're just wanting me to clarify that they're not spirits, like they're not past loved ones or people who have passed over. They're calling them masses. It's like just dark masses of energy. And basically they just make you feel really crap. And I'm not 100% sure why they're here. And when I try and tune into my spirit team, I don't really get an answer about that. So that might be something that I'm yet to learn down the track, but I know that they can make you feel really gross, and that's why it's important to keep up your spiritual hygiene. So we're needing to shield, we're needing to ground. It's just so, so important to look after your spiritual health. It's almost like we have entities to teach us that we need to take care of our energy, and we need to be really cautious of being vigilant, okay? And I suppose just like looking after your body is just, and your energy is just a lot more important, especially if you're someone who is sensitive to energy. And I found that the more sensitive I am, the more often I actually pick up entities. But I know that some people fear entities, but the way that I look at it is that I would rather have an entity because I know what to do with it, or I have people within my circle that can help me clear them or remove them if I can't do it on my own, as opposed to somebody walking around with an entity that isn't really in tune with their spirituality, doesn't really know how to deal with it, and then, you know, they fall into this deep spiral of depression and anxiety and have no reason why, and it's not even anything that's particularly happened to them, but it's just that they've got some sort of attachment. So I don't fear entities. I know a lot of people do fear them, but the way that I look at it is that it's better off I have them rather than someone who's not sure what to do with them, because that can lead to a lot of issues and a lot of hurt and a lot of pain. I also want to talk about today for my people listening who are on a healing journey, or who are healers, who are supporting other people in their own healing, because there's a message here today that, well, I actually had this message come through the other day, but I really feel like it's important that I share it, is that if you are someone who is a healer and who is supporting other people in their healing, right now there's a lot of collective clearing and rebalancing happening within our collective. Okay, so the people that you're attracting into your circle, the people who come to you as clients, okay, there's a lot of releasing and a lot of clearing happening. And basically you as the healer, you are, all of that healing is coming through you, I suppose. So what is happening is that you are, I guess, processing and holding a lot of shit or a lot of crap from other people's energy, okay? So it's really important right now that if you are experiencing things like headaches, if you're experiencing binge eating and feeling really hungry and just experiencing these physical symptoms that usually aren't as strong within your energy field, it's really important that you start to shield yourself from this collective energy. And this is a new concept. I've not shielded myself from the collective before, other than this week, because I had the message come through that this week we need to be doing this, and that's why I'm sharing it today. So what we need to do is shield ourselves within a bright green bubble or dome of light, okay? And this green dome, it's like, green is a very healing energy, and I think that's why Spirit have told me that we need to use green, because basically we're soaking up all of this stuff that needs to be healed, okay? So by shielding yourself within a green dome or this really bright bubble of light, you're able to deflect or basically transmute that energy that's coming from the collective. So rather than you soaking up it into your physical body and in your own energy field, and then that's leading to the hunger and the migraines and the exhaustion and all of that, you're basically, the energy is kind of hitting the dome, and it's just like it's, what they show me is like it just diffuses, and I don't really know how else to explain it, but it's almost like this green dome just absorbs this energy that needs to be healed, okay, from our collective, okay? So there's, yeah, if you're holding a lot of people, not holding a lot of people like physically, I mean like literally, not literally, if you are holding a lot of things, a lot of emotion, a lot of heavy emotions and energy from others right now, it's really important that you shield yourself from that collective energy, because there's lots happening with the collective, because what we're doing is we're actually sitting in this period of closure. So we've just had closure of a cycle, and now we are so close to this new beginning that's happening. And that's like, that's not just for you, like it's not just for us with our, as the healers, but our collective group around us, they are also in this period of, they're closing out cycles, and we're about to start this new beginning. And this new beginning is like I want to say it's a karmic new beginning because that's what they're telling me, but this might be a new beginning in terms of relationships. It could be in terms of career. It could be in terms of family. Like, people are starting to bring new children into the world. Okay, we're in this new cycle. Okay, we've closed something down. It's almost like we're in that space between, which I did a podcast episode on a little while ago because people were in a space between. This kind of, if this feels slightly different because it's like we know what we want now. So now we're actually properly able to close down the previous cycle to then start the new beginning of exactly what we want. So the energy feels a little bit different on this closure, but it's a really positive time for people. But what needs to happen is any karmic energy or attachments that are already or that need to be cleared or that needed to be cleared before we can start this new beginning, that's all happening right now. And that is why this week, like leading up to this full moon has illuminated all of these, this energy that needed to be healed, all of this cleansing that needed to be done. It's like highlighted it. And so this week, if you have been highly emotional, if you are just crying and you don't even know why you're crying, you're just feeling really up and down and tumultuous. I can't even say that word. But that's the word that they're using. It's like, it's just been a roller coaster of emotions this week. So if that is you, then get really excited because you're entering into this new beginning and you're clearing stuff that doesn't serve you anymore. You're clearing limiting beliefs. You're clearing these, they use the word fear, guilt, shame, like it's all come to the surface this week. So once this fully passes, and I want to say, give yourself to the end of this week. So we're a week out from the full moon. You are going to be feeling like a really different person. You're going to be feeling like the most you version of you that you've ever felt. That's what they're explaining to me. Like this is your truest authentic version up to date. Okay, so you've got through a lot of crap, and then now we're really excited to embark in this new version of you, this new identity. You're leveling up, you're learning new things about your gifts and about your abilities and about who you are as a person, and you're learning things about what you want in life and what you want from your career, what you want from your relationships. You're learning that you're worthy of good things. You are deserving to have everything that you want. You are, like they're saying now, manifestation is really strong. Like you've just, it's like something's just clicked in you and you've realized that you can attract what you want if you just spend a bit of extra energy in doing these little spiritual rituals and you're meditating more and your vision is really strong. So there's lots of really, really good things coming from this past week or so that's just been really quite horrific for a lot of people. So just hang in there. Try not to get bogged down in the emotion and where is it coming from? Why am I feeling this way? Try not to do that because you actually don't need to really know where it's coming from. And one thing I wanted to share as well is that, and you guys might listen to me tell this story and think, Marnie, that is really strange. Why have you done that? Or why do you do that? So I have this little special box, right? And in this special box, I keep memories. I keep like photographs, letters. I keep, I've had jewelry in this special box. Like, and basically what this special box is about is like my past relationships with people or friendships that maybe didn't work out in the long run. And basically I've just like kept these special things like cards and letters and photos of me with these people, right? And I don't know what my reason for wanting to keep these things were. I'm a very sentimental person, so I think that's probably why I felt like I wanted to keep them. Just in case, you know, I wanted to look back on that memory one day and remind myself of what I went through and yeah, kind of what I learned through those people, if that makes sense, and those experiences. But yesterday, I've had this box, this little special box for years. Like I'm talking So like since I was high school, I've got photos of me with high school friends that I don't talk to anymore because, you know, maybe we had falling outs or, you know, something went wrong and that relationship didn't continue. But I had this little box, this special box. And now that's not all I've kept in this little box. I've also kept like funeral pamphlets of people that were really near and dear to me that have passed. And, you know, so there's lots of things in this little special box, okay? Anyway, yesterday I just had this thought and I really think this was spirit, but they were just like, you really need to do some letting go. Like it's time to cleanse because you like thinking about these people or I guess what's the word that they're using? Like going over the memories or going over the situations in your head is stopping you from being able to actually clear and disconnect from these people fully. Like on a really strong energetic level. And so what they said to me is that we need to go through this box and you need to cleanse, like you need to get rid of this stuff. Anyway, so I was going through this box and obviously I kept I kept all the special things like birthday cards from like my 18th birthday from my parents and from friends and, you know, that I'm still friends with. And I've kept all of these things, but I kind of sorted my little special box and all of the photos and the memories and the letters and the jewelry and whatever else that was connected to these people that I no longer have contact with. I'm no longer in a, in an energetic exchange with these people. I put it in a pile and I just burnt it all. I burnt the whole bloody lot of it. And it was really cleansing for me. And this, I don't know why I feel like I need to share this story, but I think what the message here is that it's okay to hold on to things because of their sentimental value or whatever. But there's a need to be mindful that if you are holding on to things like photos or letters or jewelry or whatever it is that belongs to someone that is no longer, that you're trying to let go of these people, or you've thought you've let go of them, but you've still got these things sitting in your cupboard or whatever. It's really bad for you being able to let go because it's like you're still holding on to that attachment. And for you to really fully disconnect from it, you actually need to get rid of all of these things that have energetic attachments to that person. Because it's almost like what they're saying to me now, it's like, you are keeping a portal open between you and that other person. Okay. So what you need to do is really go through anything that you might have stashed in the bottom of your cupboards or in boxes under your bed or wherever you are hiding, not hiding these things, but wherever you are keeping these things, just in case you want to look back on it one time, you need to get rid of it because in order for you to fully let go and fully cleanse from that experience, you really need to like let go of all of the physical items as well. Like if you've got, I don't know why they want to say books, but like if you've got a book that your ex-boyfriend gave you or something, you need to burn that shit because you are anything that you have from them that keeps that portal open. So it's really now is like the perfect time because we're in this full moon energy to just cleanse all of that stuff that you don't need anymore. You actually don't need it. Like if that person hurt you or if that person just didn't treat you right or that experience was painful or whatever, get rid of it. Now, if you're in a situation where like, obviously, it's just completely different if, say, you, this person that you were with, they passed away or something. That's a completely different situation because, I mean, depending on the level of that relationship, like if it was a really beautiful and loving relationship, it's okay to keep some of those things because you do want to have those memories. That's totally fine. But if you're like letting go, if you're needing to let go of these things that belong to people that were, you know, not nice to you or didn't treat you right, or for whatever reason it is, like whatever you've told yourself that's made you feel like you need to keep those things, I want you to go back into that reason and to that thought pattern that you have behind why you wanted to keep those things. I want you to go into that And I want you to think, is this really supporting me? Is this supporting the person that I'm trying to become? Because I bet you, if you think back into that reason, it probably isn't actually a good enough reason for you to keep these things, okay? And yeah, it's really time to let go. So I don't know. I'm feeling really called to share that story. So hopefully someone resonates with that out there. But it's really, really, really time to let go, because you are stepping into this completely new version of yourself, and you do not need anything holding you back right now, energetically, physically, whatever it is, relationships, people, places. You don't need things holding you back right now. Now is a time for growth. And they also want me to talk about freedom. Now is a time to feel free and to bring freedom into your life. So this is like, if you're in a relationship and you're feeling like you can't do what you want when you want, for whatever reason that is, you essentially are not getting the freedom that you probably need right now. So maybe it is a time to assess the relationship and work out, is this giving me the freedom that I'm really craving or am really needing to step into this new version of myself or to step into this new identity? And like, this is one thing that we talked about in the soul session, is about soulmate connections, in that sometimes we have people in our lives for 5 or 6 years and then it's time to move on. It doesn't mean that that relationship wasn't a soulmate connection, but it just means that that relationship or that friendship, it doesn't have to be a relationship, that friendship was in your life for a certain reason. And if you're feeling as though you're not supporting them, they're not supporting you, then it probably is a time to let go and to, I don't know, cut cords with those people and move on and heal and grow through that experience without feeling guilt about it or without feeling shame or without feeling like you should have done more or without feeling like you weren't good enough. Or, you know, it's just what they're showing me is like, it's just time to do a really clear cut. It's almost like there's a little cord attached to your heart, a cord attached to their heart, and you're just getting the scissors and you're just snipping the cord, or you're just grabbing your two hands, holding onto that energetic cord, and you're just snapping it off so that you can really disconnect from that person. So I'm not sure if that's going to resonate with anyone. That makes me think that I probably need to do like a cutting cord ritual or something. Maybe that's something I can hold next week or the week after to support you in letting go and disconnecting. And like, this can be disconnecting from someone that you haven't seen in 4 or 5 years. Like, I'm thinking about my situation and things that I still need to let go of. Like, yes, I've done a lot of healing and I've done a lot of letting go and a lot of clearing from these past relationships and these past friendships and these past experiences that I've had. But at the same time, it's like, it's just checking in with yourself and working out, have I fully let go of this person? What do I need to do to fully let go of them if I haven't already? You know, if you're still thinking about these people, if you're still if you're still rerunning memories of these people, you probably haven't properly let go of them. So what do you need to do to really disconnect from these people energetically and physically so that you can really step into this new phase, feeling really excited, feeling really free, feeling lighter? I don't know why that has come through, but feeling not so heavy, not so tied down, not so bogged down in emotions that you've still held on to for a really long time without even realizing it as well. Like, this is what I mean about the full moon. It illuminates what you haven't dealt with. So like, these people I haven't properly even spoken to or had anything to do with, but all of a sudden spirit is saying you need to go through that box and you need to get rid of stuff because you actually haven't let go of it properly. So, you know, I found that really, really interesting in that that message and me having to take action has come about right now. You know, I mean, I could have done this 12 months ago, but it wasn't really, I don't know, something. There was just something about it, just didn't come into my mind. Whereas now it's like, nope, now's the time, we're really letting go. And this is why they're bringing up about this karmic clearing that's happening right now. Because if you have had past relationships and past friendships and they haven't worked out, or they've been really toxic, or they've been really unhealthy, it's probably because, and they're wanting me to say as well, if these people brought out the worst in you, okay, that is a karmic relationship. So the karmic relationships are those learning lessons, relationships and friendships. And yeah, so now is the time to clear out any of those karmic friendships or relationships from your energy field and your physical field so that you can move forward into this really beautiful new phase that you're heading towards. So yeah, there's lots here today in terms of physical symptoms, in terms of, you know, needing to shield from the collective if you are a healer or you're a highly sensitive person. There's a lot here about clearing out this karmic pattern, clearing with the full moon, letting go energetically and physically. We've talked about a lot in a kind of short period of time. So, and you know, I didn't take any notes today. I just really felt like I had to just bring through some messages. So I hope that some of that resonates for you. And if it does, let me know. I'd love to hear what you're going through, if I can support you with anything. And yeah, think about what cords do you need to cut right now to really let go of anything karmic so that you can move forward. We're heading into a really, I feel like it's going to be a really abundant, a really successful new cycle. So look forward to feeling that success and feeling that abundant, especially if right now you've got these physical symptoms like head colds and nauseousness and headaches and, you know, all of that going on. Okay. So feel positive about what's to come. This energy that we're sitting in right now, it's not going to last forever. It's just for this short little while so that you can get the information that you need from your spirit team or do what you need to do so that you can move forward and step into this new cycle. Okay, I hope you have a beautiful week, and I will check in again with you all soon. Bye.